Joining me on the phone, a very good morning to Ian Cook, who's involved, more than just involved in the Redcliffe Centenary, the Treasurer, and also you're part of the Parade Committee. Is that correct, Ian? Oh, plus doing a little bit of extra all over the place.
Yep.
Now, good morning to you.
I'm the Rotary Parade. Rotary are running it. Of course, it is the Centenary Parade on Saturday, 2 p.m, which is one of our major events, of course.
Now, well, I'm going to ask about that because you've brought it up. Looking at like somewhere around an hour and a half to get through the parade, is that correct?
Well, hopefully, in the sense that we do have a lot of exhibits. They're still coming in. We've got floats, motor vehicles, people walking. We have dragon. We have one of Peter Brock's genuine Tiranas, apparently, coming along. So we're looking forward to that variety that on the day. We have one of the companies have a collection of old chainsaws, and some of the staff will be pushing and riding motor mowers. So there's a big day of variety.
Is it getting bigger and bigger and bigger as the dates grow closer?
Well, it is. We start off a bit slow with the parade. That is, the weekend keeps growing as well. But yes, the parade is growing, and there's still time yet for anybody who would like to maybe participate to go on to the net, www.redcliffecentenary.com, and get a form and see all the program too.
Beautiful. Yeah, the program is absolutely huge. A huge weekend, Friday, April 1 through to Monday, April 4 for the Redcliffe Centenary. When did the planning, in fact, start for it?
Well, it started back in 2017, which is rather a long time ago, but we started brainstorming to what might be done. And as it's turned out, we're probably in about our third or fourth program. You know, we came up with ideas and how to do everything. Then we changed. Other people became involved. And so it's grown. It's been organic.
It does happen with community events out at Redcliffe. So I originally was going to introduce you as local identity, but you could say that about probably half of Redcliffe's, because Redcliffe's, even though it's growing, it's still that small town mentality where you know so many people. I mean, I grew up in a small town. It's fabulous. Fabulous out there.
Pick you up on that. Small town mentality. Yeah, we do have a spirit of community out here. There's no doubt about it. It's been going there right from day one when the soldiers came back from the war. Of course, they were all so used to working with each other. And that's how the town got its image, I suppose. And it's been maintained through the ages, through the sporting groups, community groups, etc.
And when I say about the small town mentality, what I'm saying is you look after your neighbours, and everyone in town is your neighbour, and that's your attitude. That's the way it works.
Yeah, it's a positive term.
In that case, in Redcliffe's, yeah, it is a case if you know so many people out at Redcliffe's, though. If you're a local there,
true. Although the population, of course, is growing dramatically and continues to grow. But we still retain that feeling of community, which is great.
It is. Look, the Centenary Street Parade again on 2 p.m. on the Saturday afternoon, and again we're looking for about an hour and a half. The market, of course, on Sunday as well. We've had some big markets out at Redcliffe's. This is probably going to be the biggest market that Redcliffe's has seen.
Well, hopefully, we certainly have a lot of extra activities on that day. Extra musical entertainment. Karen Wilcock has organised games for the kids in the park, various competitions, so that'll all add to it. And the fire brigade are having fire engine races, which is something a little bit different.
Oh, okay.
They are mini fire engines, not full-size ones. So that looks like being a bit of fun as well, and apart from the show and shine, which has been added to the Saturday market, so it will be a big market, that's for sure, David.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now, again, we've talked about the street parade, but if you had to highlight something else, what is it you're really looking forward to when it comes to the Redcliffe Centenary?
Because
there's so much happening, and put you on the spot.
I have highlighted a few things. Starting Friday at 10 a.m, we have storytelling down at the new boardwalk down on the river.
Beautiful.
At
yes.
At 2 p.m. we have the launch of the our centenary book. It's not actually a history book as such, but it's a whole collection of all bits and pieces about Redcliffe's over the 100 years. So nobody will want to miss wanting to buy that, even if they don't get to the book launch.
That's at the library, isn't it?
That's at the library, yes,
yep.
At 2 p.m. on the Friday. There's all sorts of other activities, so you need to follow the program. But this is the highlights. Coming Saturday morning, we have breakfast in Barclay Square.
Beautiful.
And the actual official, official welcome, where there'll be a cutting of the 100-year cake as well. And, of course, the street parade at 2 p.m. At 3:30 or after the parade, there is what's been called the Settlers' Shindig.
I love
that. A musical act, or a concert in the park, put it that way, for about an hour and a half.
And there's some big names there, some big local names from Sunraysia too, Greg and Julia Evans, Tony Smith, Chris Rogers even involved in it.
Yes, the three groups. Then on at night time, the club have American-made rock and roll show, which is a dinner and show. I need to book for that, of course.
Of course.
The Reckless Players have a play on out at the Cardross Hall called the Wired Sisters, and that's on Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon.
So I'm really happy you pointed that out for me, because I would have said Weird Sisters by what I'm looking at on the website, but it's Wired Sisters.
They probably are. I'm afraid I don't know a lot about it, even though my son's involved in the group. But
the Redcliffe's Players, it'll be a lot of fun.
Yes, I'm sure it will. And then, of course, Sunday, the market, which is, say, is certainly a big thing. There's the steam train. Lukey is operating, 10 to 2:30 on the Sunday. Sunday night, we have a game that's been called Pioneer's Picnic in Barclay Square, 6 o'clock, bring your own picnic. There'll be music provided by Donald Main and his quartet.
Oh, lovely.
And it's followed by historic films that have been put together by Ian McWilliams. Now, these films, some people will be familiar with them. There's been clips put up for the last 3 weeks or so on Facebook. And they've had, 30,000 hits in the month.
So really?
People have been interested in watching these old movies. So we're really looking forward to that one.
Amazing. And, of course, it continues on Monday as well.
Well, Monday, yes, we don't stop. On 10 o'clock, there's the official opening of the Centenary Walk, which is
beautiful.
A project in process. The Lower Murray Water have placed a historic pump on the site.
Oh, okay.
And the walk runs from Jacaranda Village right down to the town eventually, but the Mildura Rural City Council have it on their planning. It's just that at this stage, there's just the pump and a couple of signs, and we'll have an official opening of that walk. That's at 10 o'clock. In the afternoon, 2 p.m., again, I'm on the wrong day.
No, this is the Monday, yeah, the time capsule, isn't it?
Yeah, the time capsule at 2 p.m., that's right, at the Redfords Historical Society, which is the old courthouse on Jamison Avenue. So,
well, look, I've got to say, there's plenty of things, look, a ton of things happening in Redcliffe's. Again, that weekend, it's the 1st through to the 4th of April. And what's the website again?
The website is recklesscentenary.com.
Beautiful. That's easy to
end. There's also a Facebook page for the Centenary. And each day now for the last 18 months, probably 2 years, has been historic bits and pieces put up every now or nearly every day, and other Redcliffe's news. So that's one people have been very happy with as well, getting a lot of news from.
Just head along to the website or the Facebook page and more details there. And if you want to get involved in the, it's going to be huge, the parade on Saturday.
Well, it's starting to grow. And hopefully there'll be quite a bit of variety. So old classic cars.
It sounds like it.
We were hoping, not sure yet, there's the Reckless branch of the preservation of outdoor restroom facilities. Known for short as SOD, Save Our Dunnies.
Okay.
They have to put in an exhibit, but some of the older buildings that were used for that purpose, of course, are decaying and wide and eaten and falling into disrepair.
There's a trip down memory lane right there. Well, look, thank you very much for this morning, and we'll probably, I don't know, Glenn, see, this is the whole thing when Glenn Milne organises something, it could be anyone I'm talking to next about it, but Ian, thank you very much for your time, and I'll probably see you out there, because the radio station's out there on the Saturday for the Centenary. We're heading out there to try and get ourselves involved and have a bit of fun.
Very good. Look forward to seeing you there, David.
I'm looking forward to catching up with you. That's Ian Cook, and again, the Redcliffe Centenary Friday, the 1st through to Monday, April 4.